I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Oh my goodness, it's that time of the week again for another, what is it, Simon Says? Simon Says podcast with the Get Up Show. You know, it's been a whole week since we did one of these. You cannot possibly expect me to remember what we call this thing.
Do you even know what number it is?
20-something.
27.
Seven.
Yeah, lucky number, yeah. 27.
All I don't right, think baby. The name's as important as anything else.
Nah, we're here. I'm Sean. Charlie and Maddie are here, too, and we're doing this, dang it, because Maddie got a dead mouse in his washing machine, which makes me think that you have, and you know, I know you're not dirty because you smell nice. You know, I'm very sensitive to smells.
Yes.
And if you were a dirty person, I would have smelled you and you know, kept my distance from you all these years, which I don't. You smell nice.
And he keeps his office fairly organized.
Oh, he does.
Stuff, I feel like you're a decently clean person.
Yeah, and to be clear, I mean, my wife is an obsessive cleaner. So,
and then there's that.
Yeah. Now, do I think that my laundry room is as clean as the rest of my house? No.
Clearly not.
But I'm still, it has been a nonstop argument. And we're doing that thing where it's like, you know, yeah, you know, it's probably, and I'll say to her, you know, well, your kid had some stuff on the floor. And she's okay. Like, yeah. And your kid brought these clothes back from camp. And
start at the beginning and tell us what happened.
Basically, I went to go throw laundry in. It was, I did a load of laundry. I throw everything in the washing machine. I thought I smelled something, but now I'm not sure if I smelled something before I put this certain pile of clothes in or not. You know, that's the big mystery to me. But I did pick some clothes off the floor and throw them in with the rest of this stuff. Ran a load, opened the door, and it was like getting hit in the face with smells.
So you're supposed to be smelling clean laundry, and instead you smelled...
Ew, don't say it. We know.
Yeah,
we know.
Exactly.
Dead
what you would think.
Mouse.
Pull out the first sheet and immediately, it wasn't like I had to go, it just keeps getting worse and worse. Sheet, pull it out, and out drops a mouse. And it was for sure had been dead for a minute because it had been softened up some.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question, and I hate to ask it, but were there, like, mouse parts all over the sheets?
No. Okay, well, kind of. There was fur, and that got me. That was, like, instant trigger. Like, I'm usually pretty solid when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, you can handle gross things. You're the guy who doesn't mind roaches and things like that.
No, but that one instantly was a trigger for me. But, so anyway, you know, I then washed everything again on the hot I could, hot it.
And how many mice were in that load?
Which is funny. I should have pulled everything back out.
Right,
but I was
you
like,
didn't?
I freaked out. No, and I just ran it again. Then I pulled everything out, didn't dry it, ran a load of just these cleaning pellets that I got from Instagram and with more hot water, and then ran everything again on the hottest setting.
Oh, so your dead mice are all super clean right now.
Well, so I now know, look at the shine on the dead fur. But the thing is that now I have taken the clothes out and we have they are now out of the dryer, and I smelled each thing like very carefully. Like I got right in it, there wasn't any hint of what had happened.
So I don't know. I feel like forever unclean with this.
Yeah, me too, man. You got to get a new washing machine. Let me talk to your wife. Is she there?
No. And don't seriously though. And I mean that's the thing. I can't get a new washing machine right now.
Why?
I don't mind throwing out a set of sheets or, you know, I had some shirts in there, but I'm like the machine is fine. Like enough hot water has gone through it. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to throw out the machine, but I would definitely have to throw out any clothes that may have touched this thing.
Wait, I didn't say I was going to, but I could see I might do that. Look, I got my good shirts in there.
You can get a washing machine super cheap, man. They use, you know, used washing machines are like, I don't know, $2.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
I've got so many right now in my backyard. I could let you have two or three.
Thanks, man. Well, this is cool. Well, if they're in your backyard, they probably have mice in them, too.
But speaking of, go ahead.
Well, now you all are debating about whose fault it is that there was a dead mouse in the laundry.
Yeah, well, now we're just keep kind of putting the blame on each other's children. You know, she thinks that my child brought a dead mouse home from camp and just threw it in her wash.
It was a souvenir.
Right. And then I think that her child's dirty clothes were sitting on the floor long enough that something crawled in there and died. But neither one is bending on it. So,
right. And both make total sense. Mm-hmm. With teenagers in the house, anything could happen.
Yeah, they're both disgusting, but.
Jeez, mice terrify me. I hate mice. Even the little cute ones they freak me out so bad. They're little invaders. They're a little filthy. And, you know, they don't have bladders, so they're constantly peeing on everything. A mouse walking, they're peeing.
I've told you all my mouse story before about the one that kept coming in and getting in my cabinets, right?
I don't know.
I lived in this house in Ardmore in Winston-Salem. It was one of those older houses. And I noticed in my food cabinet, which is an upper cabinet, that something was eating the snacks. And so obviously it was a mouse. So I didn't want to put poison in there, and I didn't want to put anything in there like a trap that was going to kill him, because I didn't want dead mouse in my food. So I got one of those ones that has the little trap door that they crawl into the back, and then the door closes behind them, and then they're just stuck in there, and you take them outside, whatevs. So I got one of those, put a little peanut butter in the back of it, and about 2 days later, I hear it rattling around. I caught a mouse. Yay, I caught him. I'm going to get him out. And I had gone around the house, and I had squirted that foam stuff all over the kitchen, anywhere that I thought that the mouse might be getting in. Mm-hmm. And so I take him outside, and I kind of open the little door and dump him out, thinking he's just going to run away and be free. And he turns around and looks at me and sits back on his haunches like, what are you doing, lady? I don't want to be out here.
I wasn't done with that peanut butter yet.
Yeah, so what's going on in those cabinets? You want to get some more Triscuits or what?
I was like, I thought he was going to start talking like Stuart Little, the way he was just looking at me like, what? What's going on?
You know you can make Triscuit pizzas, right? You see, he's got the recipe on the box.
Dude, wait, hold up. Has anyone ever done that? Seriously.
Triscuit pizza?
Yeah, I mean, you can't just throw that out there. And I know it's completely off topic, but not once in my life have I ever made some sort of fun hors d'oeuvre out of a Triscuit.
You haven't?
No.
Not cute little hors d'oeuvres. I mean, I'll slap some stuff on top of it. They're really good with egg salad, but I've never made the little
Triscuit pizza.
What a weird thing to say. Triscuit and egg salad. That's a weird thing to say.
They're delicious, though. I'm telling you.
That's weirder than making a pizza on it.
Yeah.
Who's sitting there going, well, it was a flat surface. Better put some sauce and cheese. I got a pizza.
Well, yeah. No, I like Triscuits just like they are because they're so plain. You know, I have that thing where I like plain things.
Yeah, yes. They're like shredded wheat, but crackers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
cut,
I like.
Cut your plain. Mouth all up.
I want them plain as I can get them. We had a mouse in one of my filthy, horrible apartments in Raleigh. We had two in a row, my roommate Sean and I. That's a weird thing, isn't it? But anyway, we had two awful apartments in a row, and in one of them, this is bad, he drank coffee with sugar in it, and instead of having a sugar bowl, he just had the bag of sugar, and it didn't affect me because I drink my coffee black.
Right.
But he would be drinking the coffee in the morning, he'd take a sip, and then he'd be going, because there was something in there.
Yeah.
And this went on for a while. And then we realized after some time that the mouse had been going in and out of that sugar bag, and you know what he was leaving in that bag while he was getting in there, getting him a sweet snack.
He didn't see the little bitty
droppings. Well, it's the same color as the coffee.
No.
You get up early in the morning, and it's still dark, and you're dumping the sugar in your coffee. Nah, you don't notice that.
Turn on a light, kid. Come on.
That went on for a while, man.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Talk about, the nice thing is that unwittingly, he increased his tolerance and his inability to get sick. Like,
He is currently immune to the coronavirus.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's now king of the mice.
Yeah. It's like the Nutcracker. He gets to come out and dance with them.
But you said something about throwing your shirts away. And that reminded me, I have a very small rotation because, you know, when we had an office full of people and I was interacting with people, even though, you know, there's nothing going on, you still want to dress to impress. You still want to look right every day.
Well, be clear. You still want to.
Well, yeah.
Some of us dress to be comfortable, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, you know, I dress the way I dress, button downs and khakis and slip on loafers every day of life.
Right.
But in this day and age where we don't run into people anymore, I have a very small rotation. Plus, I've lost all this weight, and so my giant clown pants are way, way too big anymore.
And heaven forbid you go shopping.
But anyway, so... Right. I've got just this tight little group of clothes that I wear over and over and over. And you just said something about throwing your shirts away. I don't know what I would do if I lost this little rotation of like six or seven shirts and five or six pants that I'm going through over and over.
I have stacks. I have t-shirts for days, which is obvious because I wear a lot of t-shirts. But I have like my work, like my nicer t-shirts, I have my undershirts, I have my work in the yard shirts, I have like, and these were the like my white plain t-shirts that I just started kind of wearing just to mix it up because it was so hot. And so these I can afford to lose. There's a, like the Fruit of the Loom.
They were your plain white tees?
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, I'd throw them out in a heartbeat if I had to. But it wouldn't have hurt me, you know, shirt-wise, but I see what you're saying.
So this leads me to a question, Sean. Your thing has always been to send your laundry out. You don't do your own laundry. Are you still doing that?
You know, I just did it for the first time since all this started, you know, because I'm not doing as much. I'm not using as much. But yeah, I went and saw my friends at the Village Laundry the other day. I had all my stuff done.
Oh, wow. Did they even recognize you since you've lost weight since the last time you were there?
Do you know, it was as if I had never left.
Oh, hey, man. What's
Norm!
Up?
Yeah, it was just like I was in there last week.
Okay.
But my dry cleaner guy, on the other hand, he's got sad stories, man. He's having a rough time over there. They got a pay first policy now, and every time I talk to him, he tells me how bad it is and how long it's going to take for things to get better. I hate to hear that.
Because if people are working from home, if they normally worked in an office and now they're working from home, they're not wearing business clothes, so they don't need them dry cleaned.
I'm still getting my shirts, you know, dry cleaned and stuff.
But you're weird. No one else is.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. No one else is like, I still got to look good for me. I mean,
it is for me 100%. And if I happen to stop at the store, which is rare. So what is this thing you had about the rock bands, the songs that they play most in concert? Why don't you give the bands and see if we can guess the songs? How many do you have? You have enough to do that?
Yeah, I think I got like 10 or so.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm not one to hold on.
Okay. Sorry. I was scrolling. Okay. We'll start with AC/DC.
Back in Black.
You Shook Me All Night Long.
Neither of you are right. I don't even know this song.
What?
The Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know that song.
Do you?
The Jack.
Yeah, I don't know that. They played
that. Slow and bluesy. Yeah.
1,746 times, approximately.
Wow. Gee whiz.
So let's do Guns N' Roses.
Wait, have you guys ever seen AC/DC in concert?
No.
No.
I haven't either. And didn't Axl Rose fill in for them?
Yeah,
he did. He was their singer for a while Brian Johnson was having his ears taken care of.
And now Brian is doing better, and he's coming back, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
All right, so Guns N' Roses.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Sweet Child of Mine.
It was Welcome to the Jungle 921 times.
Yay. Wow.
Motley Crue.
Charlie, girls.
Nope.
I'm going to say Home Sweet Home.
No, Shout at the Devil.
Oh, wow, okay.
1,375 times. Here's the one that was the most played song of any band on the list. Alice Cooper.
School's Out?
18.
School's Out, 18 was second.
Huh.
Here you go, Nickelback.
Oh, my God.
How You Remind Me.
Yes.
I'm not participating in the Nickelback question.
Hey!
And then the last one I'll give you is Van Halen.
Oh, jump.
Let's see. I'm going to say, oh, gosh.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Is it? On top of the world. On top of the world.
No.
I'm going to say Hot for Teacher.
No. Actually, a tie between Ain't Talking About Love and You Really Got Me, both 1,224 times.
Wow. Neat. And David Lee Roth, or now he's just David L. Roth, right. He said they're never going to do it again. He said that Eddie is in such bad shape now that they're never going to do it again.
Oh, no, I thought he was in such bad shape back at, like, he's been in bad shape, and they just kept being like, nah, he's fine.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and David Lee would love to go out and do that again. You know he would.
He loves attention. So I think that it's less about wanting to give the fans what they want and more about Mr. L. Roth wanting to get his kicks and his stretches in on stage.
Look, he could get attention all he wants. All he's got to do is go to Asia where he's a god. Do you ever see that little movie he did where he was like a ninja kung fu master and all he wanted was a bottle of milk and he had to go in and kill his whole room full of assassins?
No, what?
He just wanted milk. And he went in and they said something smart to him. I couldn't understand it, of course, because it was in Japanese. And somebody said something smart to him. And so he disrobed down to like a weenie bikini and he killed everybody in the room and then drank his milk.
Oddly enough, that wasn't a movie. That was actual life. That was a security camera.
Oh. Someone was just filming.
Yeah. That is his life, man, for sure.
Oh, you ain't got no more rock bands?
Yeah, I mean, we could do Def Leppard.
Step Inside, Walk This Way, You and Me, Baby, Hey, Hey.
No, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages is number one, Photograph number two, very closely behind.
See, here's something I realized through part of this is that you have to go older because some of their, like with Shout at the Devil, even though Girls, Girls, Girls was a bigger hit, Shout at the Devil came out first, so they've been playing it longer, more times.
What's that off the, Ding. Oh yeah, you're right. Okay.
Do you know what my mom has told me the last few times? I got to call her today, by the way. Jeez, I let it go too long in between calls to her. The last few times I've talked to her, she told me about this interview show with Joe, what's his name, from Def Leppard?
Joe Elliott.
Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. She said, you really need to watch this interview show where Joe Elliott is interviewing Brian Johnson from AC/DC because Joe Elliott looks just like you. And I'm like, what? He really does. His facial expressions and when he's listening, when other people are talking, I really want you to watch that. Do you have that channel? And I'm like, it's like Axis or whatever.
Uh-huh.
No. And then the next time I talk to her, she says, have you found a way to watch that Joe Elliott interview?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You know, because people will say, oh, you have the mannerisms of so-and-so and you look this. I had to go back and try to find. I don't even know what if I could think of what Joe Elliott looks like. He's got both arms, right?
Yeah, yes. He's not that good.
He does have both arms. Yes.
You got any more?
No. I mean, Green Day.
Dookie.
No.
Basket
Isn't that just
case.
The album? No.
I don't know. Longview. I just wanted to say Dookie.
Kiss.
Rock and Roll All Night Party Every Day.
Yes.
So, boom! I got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, it's mostly like newer bands, and it didn't go too deep because it was like a rock website, but I'm trying to think of it's bit, like a certain bands where you expect them to play, like they have to play this one song, or you hope that they're going to play that one song, and it's like, can you imagine playing the same song 2,784 times?
Especially if you're one of these bands like AC/DC that's been around since the early 70s.
Yeah, well, think about like Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. What was he selling? Like, what was the most, that crazy?
Chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper brand chocolate milk.
It's still so ridiculous that when you picture that he was the guy, like, a lot of people, like Marilyn Manson, credits Alice Cooper for why he's so the weird and
theatrical.
Slipknot, the dark Satan. And
I remember,
here's my chocolate milk, guys.
My cousins are like about 8 years older than me or something, and they were very into like really cool, like Queen and Alice Cooper and, you know, all those bands. And I remember them having this Alice Cooper album where he's on the front with all his makeup on and this great big snake. And it's just like, oh God, this guy's so scary.
You know, it's like, it's almost like you wish you could time travel all the, like, I'm sure there was plenty of, like, Satanist lawsuits against him. Like, you taught my children about the devil.
Of course.
And it's like they go now, and he walks in with his wide-brimmed hat and his golf shirt and his, you know, his golf pants, and he's sipping his hot, you know, his chocolate milk. And he's like, no, seriously, though. Look
but,
at me
you
now.
You know, it's so interesting. I heard a real cool interview with him where he was just an art student kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he was a writer, you know, he fell into all this. He just wanted to be weird, and he couldn't play music, and neither could his friends, and they just kind of got on stage and made noise, and they just made it up as they went along, and they did the theatrical stuff to get attention, and that's how they did it. They started opening up for bands who could really play music, and they learned to play as they went along. They were awful.
That's amazing.
Yeah, as they went along, they got more theatrical, and they got more attention for doing weird things, and it became their bit, and then they got huge off of it.
Why didn't I have that? Like,
well, you kind of do.
I'm not that weird, and I wish. Oh man, I can only dream to have my own chocolate milk at some point. But I that would be awesome.
You can't drink it.
Look, don't worry about what I can and can't do. I'll make it extra scary then. But you know, I just think it's so neat when you hear stories like that on how people got their start or how that happened. I think that's awesome. And, you know, just kind of making it up as you go. And
yeah.
The
Ramones and the Sex Pistols were the same thing. They couldn't play.
You know, the Beastie Boys, I've been obsessed with them ever since I watched that movie and read their book. Well, listened to their book on tape. But the whole thing about how their first tour was Madonna. And like part of their whole persona, that frat boy rock thing, really was, they just wanted to make every Madonna fan hate them enough to the point that they would remember them, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It worked.
Exactly. I mean, that couldn't have been a worse fit. They showed a picture like, and these were the people coming to see us, and it was all 13-year-old girls dressed as Madonna.
Well, that's like when Prince opened up for the Rolling Stones and got booed off stage, and that's like when Jimi Hendrix opened up for the Monkees.
Oh, the Monkees!
You know,
I know.
Oh,
all
right.
Those mismatched things that just made music history.
The first time I ever saw Alice in Chains, they opened for Extreme.
Wow.
I went to see Extreme, and I was just like, who are these dirty guys?
Do you guys remember, like, people think it's cool to hear stories about people that we've met. Do you remember anybody coming along that you met on their way up and you thought it's just not going to happen, and then they proved you wrong? I'll tell you my story. I don't know if I've ever told this one on the podcast or not. When I was in Virginia Beach, we had a bunch of young guys come in, and they were absolutely just fresh-faced children, and only one of them acted like a star at all, and he was getting a massage standing in the lobby of the radio station.
Wow.
And they went and did a little performance at the mall, and then we all went to the Japanese steakhouse, and I sat with them and ate with them, and we laughed and talked, and at the end, I said, man, those guys are so sweet. It's a shame they're never going to make it, and they were the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, good thing you weren't directing their career.
Well, that's one I missed. But they were great, and AJ was the one who was acting like a star. He was wearing his sunglasses inside, and he had his little facial hair and his hat on sideways, and one of the bodyguards was giving him a rub down in the lobby of the radio station. But, you know, it was back before they were anything. I don't even think they had a single out yet, but the guy, Lou Pearlman, was running them all up and down the road,
right,
taking them to play in lobbies and stuff. Matchbox 20 did that same thing, but when they did it, I was like, oh my God, these guys are the next thing. These guys are awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever a case where I mean, I've seen them before they went so big that they couldn't fit, you know, like you could never see them in a club again. But I don't think I've never had a case that I can clearly remember. I do remember Big Mo from 102. He was saying about how, you know, this guy used to call him all the time and harass him and say, come on, when you play my stuff. And he was like, no, man, I just don't think you got it, blah, blah, blah. And it was Post Malone.
Oh no way.
Yeah. And so,
Posty. Well,
and that's the thing is, like, sometimes you just don't realize, oh, yeah, yeah, now I see it.
No,
like,
kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so neat.
So I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't have a story like that where it was like I thought somebody was not good and then they became huge. But I will say, like, the cool thing when I worked in Myrtle Beach was that we'd get these bands that are like on their first tour opening for somebody at the House of Blues. And so we'd get them from the very beginning. And so bands like Shinedown from the, like, you know, they were just their very first tour walking in. Oh, we put this song out. It might be good, you know, and now they're huge. And they played there so many times, like, we became friends. So if I were to see them on the street now, I think they would still know who I was.
You know, it's weird. You think that.
Well, that's what I said. I think. But I literally have seen them enough times. I mean, I'm going to say they played there like 15 times. And they always came to the radio station and hung out and, you know, things like that. So I mean, unless they were really drunk, I think they would still remember me.
God, you think about seeing them before they were really big or really famous. I used to love going to Ziggy's back at the old spot in Winston. Yeah. And, you know, they had floor to ceiling of their old calendars. Like, they used to have those big, big, you know, month calendars.
They put out everywhere.
Yeah, but they had a big version of it. It was like a giant, you know, like, it would be like July with big squares with the bands and stuff. And you would look over that and it would be like, you got to be kidding me that these bands, like, I saw Moby there. And that was right before Moby was doing, like, he was in the middle of doing stadiums.
Did everybody think it was you?
Yeah, it got real weird. Like, how are you on stage and you're right here in the crowd? Which is which?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey. Oh, wait, this one's eating bacon. This is the fake Moby. This must be Maddie. But, you know, I love. Like, I wish they still had some of those.
Didn't they have a wall?
Yeah.
Didn't they have an autograph wall?
Maybe. Up in the liquor bar, I think, is where they let people autograph and stuff.
In the green room, I think they also had people sign that. And I don't know if they kept any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. When they got rid of the old Ziggy's, what happened to the autograph wall? Where did that end up? Is that in somebody's house?
I don't know. See, at the station I worked at D.C., I got there after they'd already moved to a new building, but there was a legendary autograph wall that they had.
Oh, that station you killed?
Yeah, that I helped kill. Thank you very much. But that they said that when they moved, everyone was pissed because they just they demoed everything. And they're like, this entire wall is autographed by, like, the who's who of music.
Yeah.
And they didn't even think to keep it, which was a bummer.
Okay. How about crazy town names?
Oh, okay. These are, somebody made up a list of who they thought, what the, they thought there were, like, the weirdest town names around the country.
And you think they messed up on North Carolina town names?
Yeah. So, for instance, Booger Hollow, Arkansas, not to be confused with Booger Hole, West Virginia.
No, don't confuse. They get mad, man.
Yeah, yeah.
This ain't Booger Hole!
It's Booger Hollow.
Booger Hollow.
We also have Paint Lick, Kentucky. Accident, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Dummer, New Hampshire.
Wait a minute. Did you ever been there? You're from New Hampshire. You know anything about Dummer?
No, I didn't know Dummer. I grew up in Durham. That was close, but not quite the same. There was Handsome Eddie, New York.
I like that.
But for North Carolina, they did Why Not.
Yeah, I know about Why Not.
But where is like, that?
I don't know where Why Not North Carolina is. But I always feel like there's, I mean, they skipped over Climax, Horny Town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just because they make you giggle like a 12-year-old boy doesn't mean they're the most unusual names. Because Why Not is pretty unusual.
It is. Remember I told y'all about that place on the Eastern Shore that used to be called Horse Hole because a horse drowned in a hole there.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, then you might like Chicken Bristle, Illinois, or or Elephant Butte, New Mexico, or possibly Plenty Bears, South Dakota.
I like all of them.
Ironically, not a lot of bears.
In Indiana, there's a town called Gnawbone.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to think.
Do you? When you go there?
I think you have to.
You could
famous
go to,
for ribs.
You could go to Zap, North Dakota, or Ding Dong, Texas.
I want to live in Ding Dong, Texas. That's funny.
That's one where you just wonder, like, what was the town charter? Like, you know, we finally did it. We got all of us together, and here we are. All right, Mr. Ding. Yes, Mr. Dong. What are we going to do? But, yeah.
I don't care what you call it. I don't care if you call it Ding Dong. I'm serious this time.
And
all right, you
then,
heard the man.
And
you heard him.
Stuck. I like that it was just, there's a Frog Eye, Alabama, and they didn't even pluralize it. There's just like maybe a just story, but there's one eye.
One frog with one eye.
I wonder if it has to, you know, there's that Frog Eye salad. Maybe it has to do with that. Maybe they're famous for their Frog Eye salad.
Could be.
Which doesn't have very much frog in it, by the way. Don't get disappointed. It's not like you went to the AC/DC concert and they didn't play that song.
Oh, wait.
What about eyes? Are there any eyes in it?
Oh, yeah. Full of eyes.
Oh, yeah. It's all like eyes. Every bite. The Jack. AC/DC didn't play the Jack. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was scrolling.
There's a new, you know how we've argued before about whether pineapple should be on pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where we stand on that.
I'm for it.
I like it with Canadian bacon.
You know, and I usually will tell you guys that that shouldn't be on there because we have to have, you know, dissent. I've told you guys before for the show.
Like we can't all agree on the same thing.
We have to have dissent. But if it's got a nice, you know, nice sharp tomato sauce on it, I'll eat it. I don't mind that. I don't mind a Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza. But there's one online now where somebody has just screwed up too bad and they probably should be beaten. It's Fruity Pebbles pizza.
What?
Yeah.
I think there's a point where somebody just puts something on a pizza and they say, hey, what do you think about this weird combo?
Like, yeah, like that one with the kiwis.
Yeah. Ew. Yes. Yes. Yeah, look, here's some motor oil. Oh, isn't that weird?
So how are we doing the Fruity Pebble pizza?
It's just a pizza covered in Fruity Pebbles.
Is there cheese?
Yeah, under the Fruity Pebbles, but you can't see it because it's all covered in Fruity Pebbles.
No.
I wonder if I could say Fruity Pebbles again. Fruity Pebbles.
Pebble Fruities.
It wouldn't have any crunch to it, would it? They'd probably get soggy, and then it'd just be like sweet pizza.
Yeah, you'd have to eat it real quick because, exactly, Fruity Pebbles get soggy fast.
But you're allowing yourself the possibility that you would eat that.
No.
I think I'd at least put it in my mouth and try it.
Now, it would be good as, you know, those fruit pizzas that they make with the cream cheese and the sweet and the stuff. That would be good.
That's called a cheesecake, and that's okay.
I know.
That's
exactly.
All right.
Yeah, that kiwi one made me mad. I think that was just a case of someone like, hey, I'm going to put grapes on
it. Kiwis are too tart. They're too strong.
I don't like kiwis in general.
Oh, I like kiwi, man. You know what you do with kiwi? You slice it thin, and then you place it on a large platter, and then you put that in the freezer, and then you use that as a palate cleanser between courses.
No.
That hurts my teeth. Though.
That's assuming that your freezer has space in it for such a platter, and that your freezer
has a large platter in their freezer
isn't so stuffed that you can't see light when you open your freezer door like mine.
Mine's full of pork right now.
Yeah, it is. All right. Listen, I think that's about it, ain't it?
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
We all got to get going and go to Boring Oregon.
You've got a Boring Oregon.
Wow.
So remember to share and like and subscribe and ping pong and ding dong. And we'll try to do this again real, real soon on the Simon Says podcast. Charlie, parting words and thoughts?
Pineapple on pizza, yes.
The other person?
If you at any point feel like there could be something dead in your laundry, just stop what you're doing and shake everything out. Don't just keep moving forward.
Don't keep washing.
Yeah, just stop.
All right, man. Next time.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.